B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Mem Gimel. We're going to start 16 lines from the top of the Omud. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Mem Beis Omud Aleph that the Mishnah said, Ve'elu oivrin b'pesach, the following are a list of things that one transgresses, Bal Yeroya and Bal Yimotze, if they are owned on Pesach. And then we had a list of four things that are included in the bracket of Ta'arovus Chometz, which Rashi says here, Tarevus means that the chometz itself is not easily discernible. It's not as if you have a chunk, a piece of chometz. It's nimuach, it's been dissolved, and it's within a mixture, and that's called Tarevus chometz, a mixture of chometz. And then the Mishnah mentions another three, which are called chometz noiksha, which is a sort of a bad chometz, a chometz that is not ready so easily edible, not commonly eaten, and that was the Zoymon, the Amilon, and the Koylon, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, we had the Tachshitei Noshim, which the Gemara says was Tifulei Noshim. That was what we learned on Daf Membeis. So we have Ta'arevus Chometz, and then we have Chometz Noiksha. And the Mishnah says at the end, Ze'aklal, the rule is, Kol Shehu Mimin Dogon, anything that is made from the five types of grains, Hareza Oivar BePesach, owning them is a lav on Pesach. Hare Elu Bazhora V'ein Ben Mishum Korus, it's also min HaTorah to eat them, but if one eats either Ta'arovus Chometz or Chometz Noiksha, there is no Chiyuv Korus. Chiyuv Korus is only when eating properly edible Chometz, which is Be'en, not in a Ta'arovus, not in a mixture. Says the Gemara. And we're now, the Gemara is now going to discuss that final statement of the Mishnah, Hare Elu Ba'azhara. This that we find, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, that either Ta'arevus Chometz or Chometz Noiksha, they both are punishable by a lav, by Malkus. Somebody who transgresses it will get Malkus, but there is no Korus. Asks the Gemara, Man Tana, who is this Tana that holds that Chometz Dogon Gomor, that leavened grains, Chometz, Alidei Tarivus, if it's Chometz Gomor, and it's not Noiksha, which is not considered Chometz Dogon Gomor, rather it's Tarevus, it's just a mixture of Chometz, V'Noiksha Be'ena, or if you have Chometz Noiksha, which is not so edible, but it's Be'en, it's not in a Tarevus, that Belav, that one is Chayev Elav, that's what the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Ba'azhara. Who is this opinion? And the Gemara is good. There's going to be a machlokes amiroim as to which Tana it is. There's going to be a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda is going to find a Tana that says that Chometz Noiksha has a lav. He's not going to find a Tana that says that Ta'arevus Chometz has a lav. But Rav Yehuda's opinion is going to be that Ta'arevus Chometz is even closer to Chometz. It's even a worse degree of Chometz than Chometz Noiksha, because Chometz Noiksha is not so edible, Ta'arevus Chometz is edible. So Rav Yehuda is going to assume that the Tana who says that Chometz Noiksha is a lav is also by automatically going to hold that Ta'arevus Chometz is a lav. And Rav Nachman is going to argue with that. He's going to say no. Chometz Noiksha, being that it's not in a Ta'arevus, is actually worse than Ta'arevus Chometz. He's going to find a Tana who holds that Ta'arevus Chometz is a lav, and he'll say that it goes without saying that the Tana who says that Ta'arevus Chometz is a lav will also hold that Chometz Noiksha is a lav. And that way, we're going to have a Tana that holds that both Ta'arevus Chometz and Chometz Noiksha is a lav, and that's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah. So let's see the first opinion, Rav Yehuda, and he's going to find a Tana that speaks about Chometz Noiksha that has a lav. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Tana we learned in a Braisa, Shi'or. Shi'or is a type of Chometz Noiksha. It's not yet edible. And this is actually a bread in the fermenting process. It's not yet completely fermented. It's not a proper chometz. It's just sort of semi-rising, we would call it. It's like in the process. And since it's in the process, it's not really so edible. And therefore, it's considered chometz noiksha. If somebody eats on Pesach, he will not be chayev korus. And the question is, what is this chometz noiksha? What is this shi'or? What stage of the bread is called shi'or? So we have as follows. There's a machlokes, and this is a machlokes we're going to see later on Daf Memches. It's machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir says that hichsifu ponov, as soon as the dough becomes paled, becomes some sort of a little bit paler and lighter color, that's the stage that is called shi'ur. The next stage, which is called that the dough is actually starting to crack, and there are little cracks like karni chagovim, like parts of the horns or the karnaim of the locusts. They have the little cracks that, according to Reb Meir, as soon as those cracks start forming, it's already not chometz neiksha, it's chometz gomur, and it'll be chayev koros. Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Yehuda says that all the while that it's hechsifu ponov, min ha-teira, it's matzah. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. But min ha-teira, it's not considered chometz at all. What's called this shir? The shir is that when it starts cracking. That means what Reb Meir says, that the cracks, like the karnei chagovim, is chometz gomor. According to Reb Yehuda, that stage is the stage of shi'ur. And when it's called chometz gomor, according to Reb Yehuda, is only a little bit, a later stage where all the cracks merge and they become like crevices in the dough. That's when it's going to be chometz gomor, according to Reb Yehuda. So let's see what it says in the Braisa. So the Braisa says, the Tanya we learned, Shi'ur, this chometz noiksha, yisorif, it's osur bahana, and it has to be burnt. V'noisne lekalboi, and it's mutar bahana, and you can give it to your dog to eat. We'll soon see, there's a contradiction. V'ho'ichloi, and somebody who eats it, barboim, he's not going to be chayev koros, he's going to be chayev alav. And this is code. What does it mean? Asks the Gemara, how gufa kasha? This seems to contradict each other. Omras shiuri, sorry, first you say it has to be burnt. Alma osur bahano. That means it's osur bahano. V'hodor toni, and then you say, v'noisne lifne kalbo, you're allowed to give it to your dog to eat. Alma mutar bahano. Seems that it's mutar bahano. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, hochi ka'omar, this is how you have to read the Braisa. Shiuri, sorry. Seir, which is when it starts being chometz, it's already called chometz noiksha. Everybody agrees that isorif, it's osur bahana. De Reb Meir le Reb Meir, de Reb Yehuda le Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Meir, as soon as it's paled, that's called chometz noiksha and has to be burned. And according to Reb Yehuda, when it has the cracks like the karnei chagovim, that's called chometz noiksha and has to be burned. Comma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what type of chometz are you allowed, is mutar bahana, so to speak, it can't really be chometz, but what stage are you allowed to give to your dog? De Reb Meir, le Rabbi Yehuda, is talking about the noiksha stage, according to Reb Meir, which is ichsifu ponov, when the dough becomes paled, le Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min ha-teira it's matzah. Midrabanon, they said you're not allowed to eat it, however, it's mutar bahana, you can give it to your dog. V'ho'ichloi, ba'arboim oson l'Reb Meir. This stage of that it's become paled, which is chometz noiksha, and according to Reb Meir, he's chayiv malchus, not chorus. Oson l'Reb Meir is the opinion of Reb Meir. According to Reb Yehuda, who says that min ha-teira, it's called matzah, if hechsifu ponov, and only midrabanon, you're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to give it to your dogs, you're certainly not going to get malchus if you eat it. So when it says arboim, you get malchus, it must be Reb Meir. So what do we see clearly? We have the opinion of Reb Meir in this braisa, who says that chometz noiksha is chayiv malchus. Shamina leilu Reb Meir, noiksha be'ena, when you have chometz noiksha, belav, it's considered that you're over a lav, and you get malchus. V'kolshke, and this is where Rav Yehuda comes in. Rav Yehuda says, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says that if Rabbi Meir holds that chometz noiksha is a lav, v'kolshke in chometz dogon gomor alidei tarevus, then it goes without saying that if it's proper edible chometz, just that it's in a mixture, you'll also be a lav and malchus. So Rav Yehuda says that our Mishnah is Rav Meir. That was Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman Omar? No. Rav Nachman says Rebeliezi, that the Tanna of our Mishnah is Rebeliezi. The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, and this is going to be a Braisa that's going to be speaking about Ta'arovas Chometz, when there's a mixture of Chometz. What does it say in the Braisa? Al Chometz Dogon Gomor, if somebody has a proper Chometz, Enish Koros, of course, you eat it on Pesach, he's going to be Chayv Koros. al iruvoi, when you have a mixture of chametz, belav. Then you chayev elav. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, that was the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. The chachomim say, they argue with Rebbe Eliezer, and they say, al chametz dagon gomor enish koros, everybody agrees, if you eat chametz on Pesach, you chayev koros. Al iruvoi, however, if it's taroivas chametz, bloi klum. You don't even get elav. You don't even get Malkus. That's the Chachomim arguing with Rebbe Eliezer. V'shaminon el Rebbe Eliezer. So we see that according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Chometz Dagon Gomor Alidei Taroivas Belav. This is Rav Nachman already adding. Rav Nachman adds, since Rebbe Eliezer holds that Chometz Alidei Taroivas is a lav, says Rav Nachman, V'kolshkei Noiksha Be'enei. I, Rav Nachman, argue with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Taroivas Chometz is a kolshkin, is a more severe type of chometz than chometz naiksha. I, Rav Nachman, say no, that chometz naiksha is more severe than taravis chometz. And if Rebbe Eliezer says by taravis chometz that there's a lav, then kolshkin chometz naiksha. Rav Yehuda would say that according to Rebbe Eliezer, there's only a lav by taravis chometz, but since according to Rav Yehuda, chometz naiksha is less severe than taravis, Rav Yehuda would actually hold that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you only get a lav for Tarivas Chometz, but for Chometz Noiksha, it wouldn't even be a lav. That's going to be Rav Yehuda's opinion. But Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says Chometz Noiksha is more severe than Tarivas. And if Rebbe Eliezer says that Tarivas Chometz is a lav, Kol Shekin Chometz Noiksha, and that will be the opinion of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara of Rav Nachman, my tam alo omak Rav Yehuda. Why didn't Rav Nachman say that our Mishnah could be like Rav Yehuda says, could be the opinion of Rav Meir, who says that by Tarivas Chometz Noiksha, there's a lav? Omar locha, because Rav Nachman will tell you that Dil Ma'at kan loika omar Rav Meir, maybe Rav Meir only said there's a lav, hosom in that brisa, elo noiksha be'ena, only Chometz Noiksha. Because I, Rav Nachman, hold that Tarivas Chometz is less severe than Chometz Noiksha. So if you, Rav Meir, say that Chometz Noiksha is a lav, that doesn't necessarily mean that Tarivas Chometz is a lav. Elo noiksha be'ena, v'l chometz dogon gomor alidei taroivas, loy, over there Rav Meir, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Meir may well hold that it's not a lav, and therefore our Mishnah, who says there's a lav also by chometz noiksha, also taroivas chometz, that wouldn't be Rav Meir, according to Rav Nachman's understanding. Rav Yehuda may tama le'omak Rav Nachman, why could Rav Yehuda not say that our Mishnah is, like Rav Nachman says, is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that taroivas chometz is a lav? And Rav Nachman understood from there that if Taravis Chometz is a lav, of course Chometz Noiksha is a lav, because according to Rav Nachman, Chometz Noiksha is a more severe type of Chometz than Taravis Chometz. But Rav Yehuda, I will say, he'll say to you, Ad kan loik omer Rav Elazar hasam, maybe the only reason that Rav Eliezer says there's Malkus there is Elo Chometz Dagon Gomer Alidei Taravis. It's only by Taravis Chometz, which according to Rav Yehuda is the more severe type of chometz. Avol noiksha be'ena, but if it's chometz noiksha, which according to Rav Yehuda is the less severe chometz, maybe over there, Rebbe Eliezer would say that there's no lav, and therefore our Mishnah that says there's a lav by Taravis and chometz noiksha, according to Rav Yehuda, it must be Rav Meir, not Rebbe Eliezer. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kavaseidu Rav Yehuda. We're going to bring a brisa that seems to say, like Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda holds that the Taravis Chometz is a more severe type of Chometz than the Chometz Noiksha. That means we're going to find an opinion that says that there's only a lav by Taravis Chometz, and there's not a lav, and it seems not to be a lav by Chometz Noiksha. According to Rav Nachman, that wouldn't make sense, because Rav Nachman says that Chometz Noiksha is a more severe type of Chometz than Taravis. According to Rav Yehuda, it will be wonderful. So we're going to now find this brisa that there's only a lav by Taravis Chometz and not Chometz Noiksha. What does it say in the brisa? And the brisa is going to be based on three psukim. There's a pasuk that says in the Torah, Kol machmetzes loisoi chelu, that there's a lav in the Torah not to eat on Pesach machmetzes, not just chometz, but even machmetzes. We'll soon see what that is. That machmetzes is not allowed to be eaten on Pesach. Then there's another pasuk that says, "Ki kol oichel chometz v'nichrasa." If you eat chometz, doesn't say machmetzes, it says chometz. Ki chol. The first pasuk, it just says kol. Kol machmetzes lo seichelu. The second pasuk, which the Gemara is going to mention, ki kol oichel chometz. It says ki chol. It seems it's going to be two words which we might have to learn something from. That if you eat chometz, then v'nichrosa the zechiyuv koros. And there's a third pasuk the Gemara is going to bring, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa. That again, a ki chol. Now, if one eats machmetzes, there's a chiyuv koros. And we have to understand what is chometz, what is machmetzes. Says the Braisa, kol machmetzes lo yisoichelu. That first pasuk that says that even machmetzes, there's a law of lo yisoichelu. The rabbi says the Braisa that the word machmetzes, it doesn't say kol chometz lo yisoichelu. It says kol machmetzes. Machmetzes seems to mean, the way the Gemara is going to understand initially, that machmetzes means Ta'arivas chometz, even a mixture of chometz, there's a love in the Torah to eat it. L'rabo is kutach abavli, v'sheichor amodi, v'choymetzo adoimi, v'zeisoim amitzri, which are the four types of ta'arivas chometz mentioned in our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Yochel, I may have thought, yehei enoish chorus, this is part of the Braisa, I may have thought that there's also a chiyuv of chorus for eating tarivas chometz. Talmud Leima, the second pasuk we mentioned, ki kol oichil chometz v'nichrosa, that the pasuk that speaks about chorus only mentions chometz, not machmetzes. Al chometz dogon gomur enoish chorus, val iruvoi belav. That only on chometz, which is proper chometz, there's chorus. But if it's only tarivas chometz, only a mixture, it's a lav, but not chorus. That's the end of the braisa. Says the Gemara, man shomus le do'omar al iruvoi belav. So you have here an explicit braisa that says that regular chometz is chorus, and tarivas chometz is a lav. Well, who holds that tarivas chometz is a lav? In the second braisa, in Rav Nachman's braisa, we saw that tarivas chometz, according to Rav Eliezer, is a lav. According to the Chachomim who argued with Rabbi Eliezer, it's not even a lav. So who says it's a lav? It's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. It's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer he. Ve'ilu noiksha be'eino loika omar. And the Braisa didn't say that there's a lav for chometz noiksha. There's only a lav for chometz, for tarivas chometz. So you see that we have a Braisa that says that tarivas chometz, there's a lav, doesn't mention chometz noiksha. According to Rav Nachman, it would be kolshkin that there's a chiyuv of chorus, there's kolshkin that there's a lav even by chometz noiksha, because chometz noiksha is a more severe type of chometz than tarivas chometz. Why doesn't the Braisa say that? So it must be that only tarivas chometz has a lav and not chometz noiksha. And that only makes sense according to Rav Yehuda, who says that chometz noiksha is less severe than tarivas chometz. Shma mino, noiksha Rebbe Eliezer lesli. So you see from this braisa that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're only chayev for tarivas, a lav, and not for chometz noiksha, and that only works with the logic of Rav Yehuda, not with the logic of Rav Nachman. Continues the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer, iruvoi belav minole. What's the source? What did we just see in the Braisa? What's the source that according to Rebbe Eliezer that there is a lav for eating tarivas chometz? Dechsiv it says in the pasuk kol machmetzes lo seichelu. We just learned it from the words kol machmetzes lo seichelu. The lav against eating chometz is machmetzes. It doesn't say kol chometz. It says kol machmetzes. That even tarivas chometz, there's a lav. Yehocha koros nami lechayev. The Gemara is asking, do you remember the third pasuk that we mentioned before? The third pasuk, the Gemara hasn't yet mentioned it, but I mentioned it, that the third pasuk is what? That kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa, that there's a chorus attached even to eating machmetzes, not only chometz. And if you say that the lav of kol machmetzes leisoichelu is a lav for tarivas chometz, then there should be chiyuv chorus as well. Kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa. Says the Gemara, no. The word machmetzes that it says in conjunction with the chorus is not referring to tarivas chometz, is referring to something else. Hahumi boyele, look at the Tanya that we learnt in the Braisa. Machmetzes. Ein li elo, it means from what do we learn from the word machmetzes? That ein li elo shenis chametz me'elov, the regular iser of chometz is chametz that becomes chametz that ferments on its own. Machmas dova acher, when you need a fermenting agent, a yeast or something, to make the dough chametz, maybe that's a less significant type of chametz, maybe that's not asa. Minayin, how do you know? Talmud loimar, kol machmetzes v'nichrosa. That even if it became chametz alidei dover acher, with a fermenting agent, v'nichrosa, if one eats it on Pesach, there'll be a chiyuv koros. So the machmetzes that it says on the pasuk of Kikol Oichel Machmetzes V'Nichrasa is not referring to Taroivas Chometz, it's referring to Chometz Gomor, but it became Chometz Al Yidei Dover Acher through an agent. Ask the Gemara, if Machmetzes in that pasuk means that it became Chometz Al Yidei Dover Acher, Yehochad Lav Nami Lehochud Asa. Maybe the word Machmetzes in the Lav, where it says Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisechelu, is the warning to tell you that you're not allowed to even eat the chometz that became chometz alidei dover achir, because the other pasuk is just talking about the punishment. But I need a pasuk to warn me, don't eat that type of chometz. So maybe kol machmetzes lo yisechelu is telling us that one's not allowed to eat even chometz that became chometz alidei dover achir, and then we have no more source for Rebbe Eliezer that tarivus chometz is asa. Elotayma de Rebbe Eliezer, says the Gemara, you're right. It's not from the word machmetzes, it's from the word mi kol. It says kol machmetzes lo yisechelu. From the extra word kol, we know that not only machmetzes when it became chometz al yidei dover achir, kol machmetzes, even if it's tarivus chometz, there's also a lav. Says the Gemara Hosam Nami in that last posuk that speaks about chorus, Nami Hoksiv Kol. It says, Ki Kol Oichel Machmetzes V'Nichrosa. You've also got a Kol and a Machmetzes. So maybe Tarivus Chometz should be Chi of Chorus, not like Rebbe Eliezer said, it's only a Lav. Says the Gemara, no, the Kol that it says in the posuk of Ki Kol Oichel Chometz V'Nichrosa, that I need for something else. Hahumi Boili, Le Rabbi says Hanoshim. It has to teach me that even women that eat chometz are going to get the same punishment as men. Asks the Gemara, do I need a posuk? That means that posuk is talking about kol oichel. The first posuk is talking about kol machmetzes. Okay, we'll see that in the Gemara. But this last posuk that says ki kol oichel kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa is talking about every type of person who eats kol oichel. The word oichel is talking about the one who eats. It's not talking about the product that's being eaten. The first pasuk is talking about the product of that's being eaten. Kol machmetzes lo yisechelu. Don't eat anything that has become leavened. But kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa is talking about a person who's eating it, not just a man. Kol oichel, anyone who's eating it, even a woman. Says the Gemara, Noshim, I need a posuk to tell me that women are going to be punishable for eating chometz similar to men. There's a rule, a global, in the whole Torah, that anywhere that men are going to be chayiv a punishment, women are chayiv the same way. Midr of Yehuda Marav Nafka, we learn out from what Rav said. Domer of Yehuda Marav, V'chein Tana Deberi B'Shmuel. Omer Kro, it says in a posuk, Ish oy isho kiyasu mikol chato iso odom, that the pasuk says that ish oy isha, a man or a woman that does any transgression that people transgress, hishva akosov, the pasuk compares ish li isha, a man to a woman, lekol oinshim sheba Torah, for all punishments in the Torah. Why would we have thought that a man should get chorus for eating chometz and not a woman? And therefore I need a pasuk to say ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa, that even women who eat chometz are chayev chorus. Says the Gemara, no. Itzrach, I need this extra posuk. Salkadaitach, I may have thought, hoyeluksiv, since it says in a posuk, and we've seen this a number of times, lo isoicha lolov chometz, shivas yomim, toichal olov matzis. You're not allowed to eat chometz, you have to eat matzah. The Torah compares the iso of chometz to the chiyuv of matzah. Kol sheyeshnu, so what do we learn, or what's one of the things we learn from the comparison, from the fact that Torah puts the issa of chometz together with the chiyuv of matzah, that kol sheyeshnu bekum achil matzah, only somebody who's required to eat matzah, yeshnu bebal teichel chometz, is under the restriction and the issa of eating chometz. V'hane noshi, and these women, hoil v'listnu bekum achil matzah, since women at least at this point in the Gemara, they are potter from eating matzah. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin learns that a woman is potter from any time-restricted and time-limited mitzvah. The Havilei mitzvah sasei shazman groma, the mitzvah of eating matzah is only on the night of the 15th. And that's a mitzvah sasei, it's not a lav, it's not a don't do, it's a do. It's do eat matzah. And you have to eat it at this time. And we know that women are potter from all those mitzvahs. So I may have thought in the same way as they're potter from matzah, they're also potter from the issa of chametz. Eima, I may have thought, bebal teichol chametz, nami lesnuhu, they're not included in the issa of chametz. Komash malon, that's why I need, ki kol oichol machmetzes v'nichrosa, to say that even women are included in the issa of chametz. And then the Gemara continues. V'hashtadis rabbeluhu bebal teichol chometz. Now that we learn from kikol oichol machmetzes v'nichrasa that women are included in the issa of chometz, we go back to that pasuk that compares chometz to matzah, and we say that v'hashtadis rabbeluhu bebal teichol chometz is rabbu nami lachilas matzah. Now we can say that from that pasuk we learn that women are chayev, even though it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Nonetheless, since it's compared to the issa chometz, they're going to be chayev to eat matzah. That they are israbi namu, they are all, women are also included in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Kedre b'liezer, d'amar b'liezer, noshim chayovis b'achilas matzah, dvar Torah. And this is what Rabbi Eliezer said, that women are chayav minat Torah to eat a kazayis matzah on the first night of Pesach. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, lo yseichel olav chometz, shivas yomim teichel olav matzois, kol sheyeshni bebal teichel chometz, anybody who's included in the issa of eating chometz, which includes women, as we just saw from the words, ki kol oichel chometz v'nichros, machmetzes v'nichroso, yeshni b'achiles matzah, they're also chayev to eat matzah. V'hani nashi, these women, nami hoil v'yeshnon bebal teichel chometz, since they're included in the restriction of eating chometz, yeshnon b'kumachel matzah, they're required to eat matzah min ha-toira. Asks the Gemara, "Umay chozis dahai kol lirabuya noshim." The word kol that you from the pasuk of kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa, you included noshim that women have the issa of chometz umafkas iruvoi, and you don't learn from there taroivus chometz because we said that from kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa we learn if it's chometz alidei dover achir from the kol. And we learn out that there's an issa to eat tarivas chometz from kol machmetzes leisechelu. The question is why by the kol of chorus, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa, why don't you say that you learn out that there's a chiyuv of chorus for eating tarivas chometz? So the Gemara says, no, I need that kol to include noshim, that they're included in the issa of chometz. Why don't you say that this kol of chorus is to teach us that there is chorus on Tarivus Chometz, and Noshim will be potter. Who told you? Why are you choosing to include women and exclude Tarivus Chometz? Maybe you should include Tarivus Chometz in the chorus and exclude the women. Umay chozis dahai kol lirubuye noshim umafkus eruvoy eima lirubuye eruvoy. Say the other way around. Say that the kol of kikol mach oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa includes Tarivus Chometz. Says the Gemara, it's logical. Mistabra. Koi bo'ichlin, there's a difference, we mentioned this before, there's a fundamental difference between the case, that means the way that the first posuk and the third posuk. The first posuk is talking about the food items, kol machmetzes, any leavened bread, lo yseichelu. So from the kol there, it's talking about an added type of food, meaning tarivas chometz. In the third posuk, we're talking about who's eating the chometz, ki kol oichel, anybody who eats machmetzes v'nichrusa, since we're talking about anyone who eats, kol oichel, not someone who eats, anyone who eats, we're talking about people eating. So we'd rather include another type of person eating rather than including another type of food item. If we wouldn't have another type of person to include, we would include a food item. But since we have noshim to include, we rather include the noshim than the tarivas chometz. Mistabra koi b'oichlin, the posuk, this third posuk that's talking about people who are eating, mar b'oichlin, I'm going to include a woman who's another type of person who's eating. Koi b'oichlin, mar b'necholim, if I've got a person to include, I should include a food item rather than a person eating. That's why we include noshim and not tarivus. Continues the Gemara, maskeflor of noson, avuader of huna, bereder of noson. V'chol heicha de koi Is there such a rule that when a posuk that's speaking about oichlin, speaking about people who eat, that we're not going to include from extra words extra food items? This seems to contradict the following braisa. V'otanya, we learned in a posuk, ki kol oichel chelev, anybody who eats specific fats known as chelev, min ha-behemo asher yakriv mimeno ish el Hashem, v'nichrusu ha-nefesh o-yicheles me'ameo. Those types of fats that are put on the mizbeach with a korban, if a person eats those types of fats from a behema, he's chayev korus. So with the posuk there, he's talking about the person, ki kol oichel, anyone who eats chelev, these fats, min ha-behemo asher yakriv. So the Braisa says, maybe that's only if one eats chaylev from an animal that is whole, that's unblemished, that this type of animal could have been a korban potentially. Eating fats from that type of animal, there'll be a chi of korus, sheroyi likoriv, because it potentially it could be turned into a korban and go on the mizbeach. Chaylev bale mumin minayin, how do you know that even these fats that come from a blemished animal that could not potentially even have gone onto the mizbeach and be a korban, how do you know that eating those fats is also punishable by korus? Talmud loimar min ha-be'ema, it says min ha-be'ema. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim exactly where in these words the Gemara learns this from, but the Braisa clearly says that even bali, the fats of bali mumin, there's that it is a chi of korus. Chelev chulin minayin, maybe the pasuk is only talking about hektish animals. How do you know that even if it's regular chulin animals, that eating those fats is punishable by korus? Talmud leimar, kichol. It says in the pasuk, kichol oichel chelev. From the kichol, you see there that even all animals, not just hektish animals, even chulin animals, if you eat these fats, it is punishable by korus, says the Gemara. V'ahacha this pasuk, the koi ba'oichlin, we're talking about oichlin, we're talking about the people eating, ki kol oichel, anyone who eats chelev, v'komar ben echolim, and you're including different types of animals which get eaten, for example, chulin animals, says the Gemara, no. Hosom deleka oichlin mar ben echolin. Over there we have no choice. I don't need to learn from ki choil that women are also chayev, because we already saw before from Rav Yehuda Marav that anywhere that men are chayev, women are also chayev. So I've got a ki choil, and there's no reason that women shouldn't be chayev. So if I've got no extra people to add on, I'll add on extra food items. In our case, however, where we do need ki choil to include even women, because there's a reason to believe that women are not chayev, because we compare them to matzah, and this stage of the Gemara we still think that women are potter from matzah, so we may have thought they're potter from chometz, and therefore from the kichol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa, we include the oichlim, not the necholim. Hachad, ikka oichlim, I've got oichlin, I've got extra people to include, namely the women, lo shoviklu, I'm not going to leave them, lo oichlin, umarba necholim, I'm not going to ignore the women and add a taroivas chometz. And therefore we prefer to include the women. Continues the Gemara. Verabonon. Let's remember, the Chachomim of Rebbe Eliezer in the Braisa we saw in Omid Aleph, the Braisa of Nachman brought, they hold that even Tarivas Chometz, there's no lav at all. V'loi klum. There's no lav. So according to Rabbonon, if there's no lav, what do they do with kol machmetzes lo yiseichelu? Says the Gemara. V'rabbonon deles luhu eruv. According to Rabbonon who hold there's no lav on Tarivas Chometz, kol lo yidorshi. They obviously don't, they understand that the word kol is not a word that's used to include anything. If so, then kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrosa, they also won't learn, because they don't learn anything from the kol. If they don't learn anything from the kol, how do they know that noshim are chayev for eating chometz? Elo noshim minolu, how do they know that noshim are chayev? Says the Gemara, kol loy dorshi. When you have the word kol stand alone, there the Rabbonon say we don't darshan. Kol machmetzes loy seichelu, we don't darshan that. Kichol, but when you have two words, kichol, dorshi, they do darshan. And by chorus it says, kichol oichol machmetzes v'nechrosa. We do darshan that, and even the Rabbonon learned that we learn from there that noshim achayev by chometz. V'rebel Yeza, Amos kol rabbis hanoshim kichoy l'rabbis hasiruvoy. We said, how do you know that there's no chiyuv koros for taroivas chometz according to Rebbe Eliezer? He said, because the machmetzes in the pasuk of koros is talking about that it was chometz alidei dover achir. The kol oichel machmetzes is to include noshim. So we don't have a pasuk to include taroivas chometz in koros. But now that we know that kichoyl is the extra key is also teaching us something, proof being that the Rabbonon who don't darshan koil, they do darshan kichoyl, maybe Rebbe Eliezer will learn, or why doesn't Rebbe Eliezer learn from the extra key that taroivas chometz says koros? Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds, not like the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that you darshan kichoyl and not koil. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds that you darshan koil and you don't darshan kichoyl. No, that can't be. From a braisa, Vatani we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem lo yiseh oseh chometz. The mincha, which was a type of offering that was brought from grains, was not allowed to be offered onto the mizbeach as chometz. Ki kol se'oir v'chol dvash. Ki kol se'oir. Anything that is leavened, v'chol dvash or any honey, lo yisaktiru is not allowed to be offered on the mizbeach, mimenu ish el Hashem. So the braisa says, se'oir bal taktiru. The fact that it says, ki kol se'oir, v'chol dvash lo yisaktiru, then only elo kuloi. I may have thought that's only when you're taking a whole measure which is fit to be put on the mizbeach, which is the minimum of a kazayis. Miktsosei, what happens if I only put half of the kazayis of the mincha, the handful of the mincha that was put onto the mizbeach? What happens if just half a kazayis worth was chometz? Minayin, how do you know that it's also going to be a lav? It's also Talmud loimar kol. We learn out from the word kol. It says, ki kol sa'oir v'chol dvash le'isaktiru. The extra kol teaches us that even less than a kazayis. Eruvoi minayin, how do you know that if you put on the mizbeach a taroivus of chometz, it's also a lav? Talmud lema, ki chol. So which is interesting, we've got a single brisa that also learns out kol, also learns out ki chol. Well, who learns kol? It's not the Chachomim of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachomim of Rebbe Eliezer, they say there's no lav on Tarivis Chometz, so there's no koil. So man shomus leider dorish koil. Who is the opinion who says that you can darshan from the word koil? Rebbe Eliezer. We know it's Rebbe Eliezer. And nonetheless, with kadorish kichoil, the Braisa says, besides for the kol, you can also darshan the kichoil. So you see, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you can darshan the kichoil. So the question comes back, according to Rebbe Eliezer, why don't you learn from kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa that tarivus chometz is chorus? Says the Gemara Kashya, it's a good question, and the Gemara is not answering it. And Emirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next sugya.